Line, Willie DeMays, 125, 106.3, The Game. I have a thought on the Predators' new general manager, but before we get into that, I will take it to Chase and Willie, who have the president, Sean Henry.
Thank you, Caroline. That's right. Yep, we're down here with Sean Henry, the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. And Sean, we're all just kind of sitting here, I think, taking a breath now because things have wrapped up. You know, Barry's doing his one-on-ones and David's doing his one-on-ones. Governor Haslam's here. But what a special day for this franchise to honor the first GM, to welcome back the first head coach as the second GM.
It's incredible. I mean, Will and I were just talking about what it was like 26 years ago. Willie was here. I was not. But it really is like a storybook. And it would be a great story if it was just the first coach coming back and replacing his mentor. It's a little better story when both of them will be enshrined together in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't tell a story with one without the other. And, you know, to be part of it, you know, David kept talking about how lucky he was up on stage. I'm the lucky guy. I get to work with, you know, if there's ever a picture of the three of us, it's going to be, oh, two Hall of Famers and, oh, yeah, the schmuck, the luckiest man alive. And that's how I feel. But I think everyone in our organization feels that way, too. The other is to have the next 4 months for them to work together is incredible. I mean, Barry, he was made for this job. He happened to be a coach for 25 years. But, you know, he started as a scout. He's coached at every level. He's always been part of shaping rosters. And it's not just that he's a coach and he'll, you know, play whoever he's dealt with. It's really the opposite. He's always been in the scouting meetings. So he's a little bit different, and his qualifications speak for themselves. I mean, who else would you want in that role?
Yeah.
And that's what you kind of start and end with when you want to hire someone. And, you know, David and I have been talking about, you know, Barry for a long time. It's one of those things where, you know, when he left here, David said someday he'll be back here. And when he left Washington, said someday he'll be back here. And, you know, this summer when he just kept passing on job after job after job. And every single job out there was his if he wanted it. And the fact that he didn't take any of them got us a little bit excited because, you know, obviously we've been talking about, all right, what will the search process look like? It starts with our three AGMs who are all going to be GMs. There's no doubt about it. And then who else would it be? And should we start in November, January, in the playoffs, after the playoffs? You know, everyone follows a different path. Once we realize that, well, maybe Barry, we'd want to do this. And when Barry reached out to him around the holidays, it just fast-tracked from there. Very grateful to the Islanders and Lou Lamoriello for letting us talk to him.
Yep.
And then also, you know, holding it tight, you know, that we did. So it really is a storybook. And I'm just so excited about it. Barry was one of the first guys I met when I came here. And to me, I was meeting the head coach. I heard he was a really special guy. What I didn't realize is how much he would be part of making this home for me, because that's what he and his wife do. And they're incredible, incredible family.
So David mentioned in the press conference that, you know, there was kind of some conversations that this has been building up for a few years now. And he came to you after the playoffs last season and said, this is it. I'm ready to do this. So is that when things, I guess, in your mind really picked up of, oh, this is real. This is actually going to happen.
Well, it's funny you say it that way because it really has been for 3 or 4 years. Hey, we got to plan for this day. We have to plan for this day. And there are certain things he wanted to get accomplished in hockey operations and organizationally. And it was always in the offing, right? It was someday. And, you know, in, I don't know, April, May, June, whenever it was, you know, this should be my last year. And it, even though we talked about it for years, it still hit you in the face a little bit, you know, with the shovel. Because you realize, wow, I'm going to have to do this job without him. And I honestly, my job is easy because of David Poile. I look forward to how easy it's going to be, too, because of Barry Trotz. But at the time, I was still thinking, it's going to be someone else. You know, fill in the blank. And maybe it was one of our guys. Maybe it was someone else. But it was surreal thinking about doing this without, you know, David. And, again, fortunately, though, he's going to stay on as an advisor, which is incredible for me to always have him a phone call away.
Sean Henry is with us. So, Sean, what's exciting to me is, you know, I think David Poile said that Barry Trotz gets credit for coining the phrase the Predator way. So he obviously knows the foundation. But I think it's exciting, too, that he's been other places and had a lot of success, and he can kind of bring those new ideas back here. So you have that blend of keeping things moving in the same direction but bringing in new ideas.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, he left here well-qualified. But then he got a chance to go work in two different organizations, organizations that are run a little bit differently than each other and then us. And you get to steal or borrow you know, a few things from the Islanders and from the Capitals, and then just life experiences. And, you know, 9 years later, the things he's seen, the success he's had, we're going to benefit from. And, you know, he worked now for two general managers that are Hall of Famers and a newer general manager. So he was so involved in Washington, you know, being a first-time general manager over him there and then going to work with Lou. Yeah, if you tried not to learn anything, you'd come back with incredible knowledge and experiences. So when you're someone like Barry that you're an insatiable sponge to learn things, it's incredible, you know, how ready he is. And again, I always go back to, is there anyone else you'd want for that job besides David? And the answer is no for me.
And being a first-time, like you said, he's got David, but he's also got the other guys underneath him that he already has the connection with, right? He Jeff Kilty was in the first training camp, right, as a player for Barry Trotz. We know about Brian Poile, and obviously Scott Nichol was one of his trusted Barry Trotz kind of guys as a player too. So that relationship really should make this pretty seamless.
It really will. And as he said, he's going to not just rely on those guys. Those guys shine in their jobs. Dave made the joke of, I don't even know what I do anymore with those three guys doing everything. But Barry's going to be able to enjoy that same foundation. Each one of those guys will be able to do things slightly differently too. And as great as David is, all of us, once you start reporting to someone different, there are probably, you know, one or two things you start doing that you didn't do before, and you get to shine even, you know, brighter. So it really is exciting. I feel like Elf, you know, smiling is my favorite because I'm glad it's out. I'm almost glad it broke last night, to be honest with you, because it made today even more of a celebration. But the past, I don't know, two-ish months or whatever it's been, having this knowledge that it was coming, it was hard to keep under wraps because you were so excited about it. It's like buying the greatest present in the world for your kids a month before Christmas. You want to tell them. You want to open it now. And that's what Smashville got. We have a gift because those two guys will work together for the next 4 or 5 months. And then almost reverse roles from advisor to GM, GM to advisor. But, again, you know, Barry is so fortunate to have David by his side, and David's fortunate to have Barry by his.
And you know, it's interesting that as they start this journey, you're at such a critical time where big decisions are being made, right? Tough decisions, not easy decisions. I thought it was great how the team performed with all that going on in the backdrop last night. That said a lot about the character of the guys because – you know, you're looking at the short term and you're looking at the big picture too.
It was amazing. I was, you know, watching the broadcast, watching you shine literally on, on the bench, letting all of Smashville know that, you know, Tanner just left the ice. And what does that mean? What's going to happen? But there are a lot of big decisions to be made, always hard ones. Whenever you move on a trade, you're losing a player, someone that meant a lot to a lot of people, not just in, you know, fandom, but in the locker room itself. So you're absolutely right. You know, you look at this road trip. They were riding a 3-game win streak, I believe. But in the middle of it, you know, you lose two players that, you know, the players really enjoyed playing with. We all enjoyed watching them play, and that is hard. And I was looking at last night's game, you know, what's it going to be? Is it going to be, you know, 10-0 us or them?
Yeah.
And fortunately, it was the right way, and it was a fun game to watch. But no doubt it was hard.
Sean Henry is with us, the president and CEO. And, you know, when you – I kind of used this joke earlier when you talk about how Barry and David will work together through this transition. I kind of pictured David on the phone with Tampa last night, and Barry's behind him going, hey, get one more draft pick. See if you get one more draft pick out of it. You know, come on, one more. And like that. But you mentioned that, you know, obviously it's hard to say goodbye to players that, you know, are part of the team and guys like playing with. But, you know, is that the – what is that like for you to kind of have them go through that process and maybe taking a step back to move forward into the future with the young talent that we're going to see over the next few years?
Well, you always have to be moving forward, whether it's tangible that day or maybe realized in a year or two or 3 years down the road. As an organization, you always have to be pushing forward. You know, progress is important, but sometimes that progress is just in the plan. And, you know, when you trade for a draft pick, let alone 5 or 6 draft picks as we just did, or a former first round pick coming in the package too between the two moves, you know that player is not showing up in Nashville with that trade. You know, it's going to be a little bit down the road, but at the same time, we're always looking 10 years down the road while you're playing for today. Looking 10 years down the road, playing for today, the way, you know, you plan contracts, you plan, you know, who's next. And we are an organization that believes in succession planning in all things. It was Jeff Kogan to me. Mm-hmm. It was Tom to Herb, Herb to Bill. Now, David to Barry. It's same thing on the pipeline and what you have in Milwaukee to where someone's going to go. Unfortunately, a lot of times that means someone is leaving. That means a lot to you. And it is the very worst part of what we all do. because you really do just you fall in love with the people that are here. We're a family. And you think about it, you know, it seems like someone's always going off to college, if you will. And it's hard, no doubt about it. But it's what the job is. And I don't envy GMs in any sport.
No.
When you work closely with them, you know how hard it is on them, too, you know, to say goodbye to somebody.
Well, Sean, appreciate this. This has been a fun day for sure, and I know it's still going. We're going to talk to Barry and David here in a little bit. But thanks so much for stopping by, and congrats on pulling it off. It was a great ceremony.
Yeah, no, thank you guys. And Will, you were here for the first one. I know you're going to tell that story later with Barry and David. But, yeah, things have changed a whole lot. But I'm really glad that we're getting back to Barry and welcoming him home to Smashville. It's going to be fun the next 6 months, and ideally it's going to be fun for the next 6, 10 years, whatever it may be. So thank you, guys.